there's a bit of a shortage of protective equipment, so there is concerns on that front, but we hope that the supply lines are being put in place and that that will be addressed. Some of our members then had to look for, suppose we had to arrange special working conditions and ensure the people that were immunosuppressed were in the right place, and suppose minimise the risk. And then most districts, we have dispersed units out from centralised stations, so the chance if there is an outbreak within the force, it can be contained and its impact will be negative. But like all of society, which I suppose we're facing into the unknown, but I must pay tribute to my colleagues and the people I represent, because people really have, for want of a better word, donned the green jersey and stepped up to the plate. So we've changed our shift patterns. People have moved stations all very seamlessly with very little, and just working together, pulling together. Everyone is just like the wider community. We just really want to get on with the job and do our best by communities and our best by our colleagues.
And this work hasn't gone unnoticed either by the policing authority. They've come out today and commended the extensive work being undertaken by the Gardaí. I'm sure it's good from your point of view to see that recognition.
Well, I suppose it is. Yes, it's great to get that recognition. But as I say, we're not doing it for recognition. This is what we signed up for. This is what the Guards have always been about. It's been passed to the community, trying to work with the community. But certainly there's an atmosphere and a can-do attitude. Morale is actually it's a kind of paradox, but morale is probably quite high at the minute, despite what we're facing into.
Now, among the measures included, you know, that has been rolled out in the force, they include an increased fleet and more resources to the Gardaí. How has that reflected on the ground thus far? It's something that you have been concerned about, you know, over the years.
Well, I suppose, Catherine, what it just shows you is that when we're given the resources, it's much easier to do the job, and I suppose in particular to transport and personnel. With the redeployment of people and with the availability of students from Templemore, we have more people available on the front line. We've changed the shift patterns and certainly more transport, which has been a bugbear of the Guards in Donegal. So it just shows that, I suppose the question would be asked, you know, if it needs all these extra vehicles just to provide the service, it gives credence to the argument we've had all along that we didn't have what was available. But now is not the time for talking and complaining. We're just going to put our shoulders to the wheel and get on with the job.